The show you're about to listen to is very old and comes with a warning. When we recorded these shows over a decade ago, the world was a different place and we were little more than children. As a result of this, you might hear a few things that by today's standards we judge to be inappropriate or offensive. Please don't be offended. In the years that have passed since recording these shows, we've all grown up to be wonderful, loving, liberal, free-thinking, open-minded individuals. If the us from over a decade ago say something to upset the you of today, please understand that we're as disgusted with ourselves as you are. But isn't this what life is all about? Learning and growing? We all said and did things in our younger days that make us cringe when we think about them. We just recorded it and put it out on the internet. With all that in mind, I hope you enjoy the show. Oh, and there's just one more thing. Don't email the show or try to enter competitions. We don't have that email anymore, and all the competitions are over. We do have a Facebook group where you're very welcome to discuss any aspects of the podcast. Please visit simplysyndicated.com for more information.
And with the welcome to this week's movies you should see. This week we're going to be looking at Ghostbusters, the old classic from the 80s. Was it the 80s or the 70s?
The 80s.
Fantastic.
It wasn't the
70s. Okay, my name's Craig Bevan.
My name's Mike Dawson.
My name's Tristan Oldfield.
I'm Richard Smith.
This week
and forever.
Oh, we've got the power pack.
We always do this. Yeah. It's the names and then it's...
Someone jump in.
So, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters by Ivan Reitman.
Yep.
Starring Bill Murray.
I nearly said Ray Stantz.
I wanted to say that then I nearly said Ray. Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Harold Ramis.
Rick Moranis.
Who for a while I thought was Ivan Reitman. I thought he and Harold Ramis were the
same
person.
Yeah, so did I, actually, for some strange reason.
Because they look like the same fucking person.
No, they don't. They really don't.
They don't look anything alike.
And Rick Moranis, of course.
But I did think the same thing as you, but it's not because I'd never seen Ivan Reitman. I thought Ivan Reitman was Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
So I didn't look for another human being.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway.
And it also features a dickhead from Die Hard 1 and 2 playing a dickhead. As well.
Is he actually
Walter Peck.
Yeah. Oh, he plays the news reporter, doesn't he?
Yeah. Typecasting alive and well.
And the guy from... He's in Biodome.
Why do you keep going on about Biodome?
Because it's brilliant.
Yeah, but is it?
I'd like to put a...
It's got
a comment out to Alison, who's also in the room. Is Biodome any good?
Not seen it at all. Should I sit through it?
No.
It's
got Kylie in it. There you go.
It's got Kylie in it.
Oh, well, that's a stunning recommend.
I mean, Street Fighter was awesome.
Yeah.
The Delinquent.
That was wicked.
To be fair, the only thing that breaks the trend, really, is Moulin Rouge, where she has a little cameo.
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Which we should do.
That's a terrible film.
There we go. That's why we should do it.
Yep.
We'll rip you. Let's carry on.
What were we talking about? Ghostbusters.
Yeah, can we do this?
This is an amazing comedy from 1984. I remember going to see this at the cinema with my dad.
And that shows how old you are.
Wasn't old enough.
I'm old enough to have gone to the cinema in 1984.
I wasn't.
Oh.
No, neither was I.
I wasn't
nearly old enough. I do, however, remember the music video coming on TV at one point.
You were two?
No, I was three. And I do remember that. Maybe it was a repeat. Maybe it was later on.
It was on TV for a long time.
It was on TV. Maybe it was last week.
That song was number one for 18 years.
Yeah.
It's still number one.
It was aimed at me, really, because I was about 11 at the time. So I was in that kid audience that was going to drag our parents and kick and scream, let's go see Ghostbusters. So, yeah, it was my era. And I am very old, yeah.
You're not that old.
Not really.
No.
I remember as well, they had transfer stickers in Shreddies.
Oh, they had everything.
Little Slimer.
They had everything.
And stuff like that.
Did they put George Lucas to shame?
Well, what's going on?
That Ghostbusters 2 you'll be remembering, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Because they had a Wimpy's offer with a ghost in a can.
Yeah, yes,
you actually got the
that.
Ghost in the can.
Yeah, the UCI cinema near where I used to live had Ghostbusters 2 glow-in-the-dark flasks to take your drinks in.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that was good. Had those for a couple of weeks.
For some reason, and then I thought you were going to say flaccid, which of course leads me on to cock, and I've done it again.
Yeah. It's always you. 2 weeks in a row. It's always you.
I'm taking the prize home, which is nothing.
Taken over, but we've not used cock in a proper context yet.
No. So, like,
you're
Kevin
a cock.
Bacon tends to get his cock out a lot in films.
Or,
I don't really want to see Kevin Bacon's cock.
Well,
no,
don't
so
watch
why
a Kevin
does he
Bacon
keep getting
film.
It out?
What were we, Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
Remember.
What do you want?
So, the movie...
Sorry, just to stop you there, Richard, I will say this much, and this might be a slight tangent, but Ghostbusters is, I would say, the most number one quotable film of all time for me, anyway. There is just so many lines that just come out, and you can just...
It's funny how I've never heard you...
Have you not?
Quote Ghostbusters.
How have you
And
not?
I live with you.
Yes, it's true.
And have done for a long time.
It's not like we don't talk. We get on all right.
We know. Maybe this shows you what I think of you.
You quote Star Trek 2 a whole lot more.
I do, yeah, that's true.
You know that promo I made?
And any Arnie's film.
I've been playing that to a lot of people. It's been out on quite a few different podcasts.
That's a shame.
And stuff like that.
All right.
No, it's good.
But yeah,
it was
no,
in my own show.
Tristan, you must agree with me.
I'm afraid there's no votes for you in this corner, Mike.
Fuck. I think it's amazing for quotes.
It is. No, I'm not saying it's not amazing for quotes.
Amazing,
I'm saying I haven't heard
you've never
any from
it, really,
you.
Is the issue?
How? Okay, never mind. Anyway,
and I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
5 years and not one Ghostbusters quote. That's just...
No,
not saying
you
not
must
one.
Just do it in secret it's, to yourself.
He's in the bathroom at night.
That's what I hear
yes,
when he's
Your
in
Honor,
the shower.
This man has no dick. Giggling to himself. No,
not human. While I'm looking down in the shower. Yeah, I'm not suddenly reminded about the man with no dick.
We're ready to believe you, Mike.
So in fact,
I'm
there
so
we
fat,
go.
Actually, now sometimes I wake up and I don't think I have a dick. It's quite great. I should just stop eating.
So we're back onto cock.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh,
so
this film.
You guys are just immature.
Oh, that's it. Well, you are a lot older than us, Rich.
Yeah,
you're older
you
to
are
go to the cinema for Ghostbusters.
30.
If I had any more friends, I won't work with you. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really mean that.
So
can someone
insults.
Pick this up, please? Because I have got nothing to say about Ghostbusters.
I'm bursting here.
Well, for God's sake, get
Start
on with it.
Start talking then.
Okay, so the film is about
ghosts.
Three sort of semi-competent, not respected college, university professors who are doing work in the field of ghosts and catching ghosts and that sort
of
thing.
Or the paranormal.
The paranormal. There is an incident involving a ghost in the library. They go to investigate. They actually see a ghost, and that leads them on to set up a ghost investigation and extermination service.
Well done. I'm pleased. That was good. We were discussing, Craig and I were discussing before the show that the opening scene used to scare the shit out of him as a little kid.
Must have seen that film when I was probably about 6. Obviously, family film, but that first scene in the library with that ghost just... Well, it gave me nightmares, basically. It absolutely destroyed me for a good couple of years.
Tell you what, with the ghost, I had the picture storybook of Ghostbusters when it came out.
Yeah.
And one of the pictures
is
on
that?
The page is that.
Oh.
Is the big thing. And I never once looked at that
I
page.
Wish you could have seen the mime. But actually, I'm going to take a picture
I'm
of
not
Rich
doing
that
mime.
Mime and we're going to put it on the website. Come on, we are Rich.
Just, please do the mime.
One more time.
Do the
mime
with sound effects.
Come on, go.
Mime.
That will be on the website
with
this
website.
Podcast, hopefully.
This is sick, because you know I have to put it on.
Yes. Yes, I know. I'm an evil genius.
It's all good.
So they're paranormal.
My flow. I was on about Ghostbusters.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm here, you know, I'm fat.
So
yeah.
Lots of ghosts come along. They start destroying them. They find out the end of the world is being brought about. And they go and
it's up to
stop
them
it.
To stop it. In a very...
And there's lots of interesting subplots and comedic lines.
Indeed,
there within. So out.
Okay, well, I'm about all talked out. So
we'll talk about Bill Murray then.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live was on the comedy circuit for
is
a very long time.
Is that where he came from?
Yeah.
Because
that's where they all
as far
came
as
from.
I'm concerned, they were just, you know, I was 6, 7 when I first saw Ghostbusters. They were just spawned into
existence.
No,
for like the 70s and the 80s, all of America is in the world's comedy.
So they were Saturday Night Live as now that's evolved through
all
to people
that.
Like Rob Schneider and all that kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, I see.
It's all the same deal.
Right.
So is Steve Martin, Chevy Chase as well.
Steve Martin was funny at some point.
Well, he used to be.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Rock. We'll do the Three Amigos one time.
No,
Chris
no,
Rock,
no,
Adam Sandler. So many. So many.
Okay, I had no idea he came from Saturday Night Live. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I knew Mike Myers.
Well, Ghostbusters, you're getting me off with this one.
Really?
Off track with this one. Oh, it's like being in the room with Beavis and Butthead now. Yeah.
You know you want to do it, Craig.
Do what?
Nothing.
Shall I continue?
Please.
No, without the innuendo, let's go.
Without the innuendo. Where was I?
Ghostbusters.
So, yeah. Interesting things about this film. First of all, it was originally written by Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi to be a sort of follow-up to the Blues Brothers movies.
Right. Okay.
Where they would be a group of where the two Blues Brothers guys, Dan Aykroyd and Tim Belushi, would play time-traveling Ghostbusters. And throughout the movie, they would time-travel to different time periods, and in each time period, they'd fight a big, different monster, each one of which would be about the size of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Would have made a dark computer game.
Which would have made an amazing computer game. Unfortunately, at the time they worked out, it would have cost like hundreds of millions of dollars to actually make this movie.
Probably been a bit wanker, really.
Is John Belushi not in Ghostbusters because he died?
Yes.
Yes. Right.
It's John Belushi, isn't it?
John, yeah. James is still alive and well.
James is canine. What was it?
Canine. Red Heat.
And the slew.
Tom Hanks one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
That follow.
John Belushi's Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
So instead of making the film that they couldn't make, they made the Ghostbusters.
See, I heard a different story. I heard that they had adapted it from a serious script.
Yeah.
So it was it wasn't a comedy at first. Was this time-travelling one a series?
No, it was a comedy sci-fi sort of thing.
You see, because I'd heard, yeah, I don't know where I read it, but I'd read somewhere that it was originally a serious script, and that's why we got some of the serious, like, the scary moments, as Craig was talking about.
It might have been a bit more adult, I think.
Yeah, overlaps from the previous incarnations.
Yeah.
Something finally I can pick up on. The film does work on many levels.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I have not watched Ghostbusters for a very long time, and it wasn't until recently when I saw it how well it does work. There was, as Alison was saying earlier, where the kids were, you know, dragging their parents, kicking and screaming to the cinema, there was something in it, and there still is something in it for everybody.
In it for adults.
Well, there's intelligent humour in there as well.
There's jokes that you just didn't
get. People went mad when they were making this.
When you were a kid.
People went mad. There's a story that when they were actually still making the film, they were driving around New York where they were shooting it, and they were driving past people selling Ghostbusters t-shirts on street corners.
Before the film was even out.
As they were making it, driving to the set, there was somebody selling a bootleg Ghostbusters.
Please tell me everyone had the t-shirt with the glow in the dark.
What? I thought I was the only one.
No!
I never saw anyone else in one of those. Oh, mate, I used to love that t-shirt. No. When it fell to pieces, I nearly cried.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, it was one of my favourite t-shirts.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, it was a Ghostbusters.
It was a white, plain white t-shirt.
No, mine was black, mate.
Was it black?
It was a black t-shirt with a Ghostbuster symbol and a glow-in-the-dark ghost on it. It was wicked. I used to love wearing it.
Yeah,
I'd still wear it now, even though...
Yeah, I would wear it now. Incidentally, I saw someone with a jacket the other day with a Thundercat sign on the back.
They're instantly very cool.
Mm. I don't know. There's a lot of those around at the moment.
Are there?
Yeah.
I still want one.
Because they sell them in HMV. They're not like a rare thing.
No. Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the Transformers t-shirts. They came out for a while. They were a bit of a cool niche, and then suddenly everyone had one and they were selling them everywhere.
I'm going to get a He-Man one. I'm going to get it tattooed on my face. Not just a t-shirt, draw it on like, just the symbol.
Just draw it on like Mooney did.
Yeah. I don't want one with muscles, though, because they're just silly.
Just have your gut instead.
Right, where are we with the cast?
So we've got Bill Murray.
We kind of hit on Bill Murray, but not a lot, really. He's been in lots of things as well, lots of other brilliant films.
And he's coming back at the moment,
yeah,
isn't he?
Lost in Translation.
It was an appalling film, don't.
No,
don't.
Shut up.
Don't.
We're going to do this, don't. And we're going to destroy Rich on this don't. One, because it's absolutely fantastic.
Why was there no ending to that film?
There was just
oh, there
shit.
Was. The, oh.
This man loves to be spoon-fed his plots. He couldn't make it up in his own mind
right.
what
if,
he
if
could possibly have whispered to her.
If there was a fucking plot, you know what? I could deal with it. I dealt with it until I read on IMDb that even the director doesn't know what was said.
Yeah.
And that just says you couldn't be asked writing an ending for your film.
But it's fantastic.
No. If there was
beautiful.
An ending and we just don't hear it, but she knows what it is, I could live with that. But it was the fact that it was just an improvised thing. Write a fucking film, will you? You know, when
no,
he
but
writes,
so much comes out of improvisation.
When Mike
so
writes
much.
A script, he writes a script and every word is written down. She must have just written point camera at Bill Murray.
So you're slating and the fact that the director wouldn't have had to have made much effort or the overall product?
Both.
Right, because I have no problem with the product at all.
Not at all.
I just felt it was sloppy and it was boring and very dull and it dragged on and it made me want to sleep a lot. And nothing happened.
I'm
at the end.
Counting to 10. I really am.
It just
sloppy.
Built, it just built.
Did
up.
You not see the cinematography?
Oh, but
how's that sloppy?
It wasn't just good enough cinematography.
Days lining up those shots.
Yeah, but it wasn't good enough to justify the. We can't talk about this.
Well, it seems that we are.
We are, yeah. In a change to the regular slot. We're now talking about Lost in Translation.
No, we're not. We can't do that.
All right,
this
let's
is
not,
a whole show.
Another day.
Right,
another day.
There's plenty to go around.
So Bill Murray's been in other things like Kingpin as well, which I also think is
that's
excellent.
Fucking awesome film.
I think it's brilliant.
That
very,
is an
very,
awesome
very funny.
Film. Dan Aykroyd, who was Elwood.
Hmm.
Hmm. And many other things.
And
you know
Ernie
what? I got,
Hudson.
Ernie Hudson, the one who. Well, actually, no, there were two of them. Who never really, Harold Ramis was never really in anything else.
But he was more of a director.
He was a writer, but Ernie Hudson, he was in Congo.
Oh, it's a great film.
Congo was brilliant.
I'm not seeing it, actually.
Congo was...
Tim Curry
for the
playing
of liability,
Romanian.
Congo is
no,
not a
Tim
great
Curry
film.
Was... The moment with Tim Curry and... is it... Oh, God, Orlando... Oh, not Orlando. Delroy Lindo, who plays...
The South African
yeah,
general.
Yeah, that scene's brilliant between
Stop
the two of them.
Stop eating my like, cake.
What are you doing in my country, you bag of shit? This man is a big
people are so worried
bag
about being...
of shit. Just hitting him like that. Why should I watch Ghostbusters again?
Why because it's got everything. It's funny.
Like you said,
it's
works
got
on many
action.
Different levels.
It's one of those rare
funny.
Films that you can enjoy... over and over and over
yes.
again. There are some films which you can put on once, watch it once, think, yeah, that was a great film. Hey, that was a funny film. Watch it again. It's not funny anymore. It's not good. It's you know, the jokes only last once. The Ghostbusters has an eternal just, quality
yeah.
to it.
Which
you heard it here just, first. That's an eternal quality.
Well, slap that on your poster.
No, as Mike said, each line is so quotable. Each line is just solid gold.
You mean that somebody saw a cockroach up on 12, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did quote that earlier, to be fair, as well.
You did.
Yeah.
It's been sampled for dance music. It's had everything.
Yeah.
It's had a cartoon series, action figures.
Oh, God, I had so many figures.
Did you? Oh, I didn't get many.
I had the station. I had the...
Oh, you were one of those.
I had Ecto-1.
Yeah, oh, I didn't have Ecto-1. I had the station with the slime that you poured on the top and it
all
the way down.
And then went all over the carpet and your mum hated you.
Crusty.
Yeah, you could only play with it a bit and then replacement slime was about a fiver, so you never got
that. I was not allowed that.
I had to blag my mum hard.
We were only allowed it for a limited amount of time.
Or you had to play with everything. Suddenly the whole station was built upon a towel.
Kind of ruined the illusion as a child.
Not if it was snowing.
And the towel was white, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. But did you know John Candy was supposed to be in this movie?
No, I didn't know that, Rich.
Ah, well, John Candy was supposed... That's morbid. He hadn't died then. Well, obviously he hadn't died then.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was supposed to play Lewis, the next door neighbour.
Right.
So imagine now, if you were...
What, instead of Rick Moranis?
Yes. If you imagine, get the image of Rick Moranis in your mind and just replace him in the same sort of costume with John Candy. So he's a bit taller and fat. Then he came in one morning and insisted on playing the character as a German. So he got the German traditional dress hat with the feather in and the lederhosen.
It would have been too much.
Like that.
Yeah,
and he started doing the accent. And they sort of put up with that for the day. Then the next day he came in with two fucking German shepherds. Guy, and the dogs will be in the film too. And so they sacked him.
Good move.
Yeah. It's ballsy, to be fair, because he was quite powerful at the time, wasn't he, John Candy?
Well, was he as powerful as Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd?
Okay, yeah, obviously not.
This would lend us to another point, which about the film, in that it's very much grounded in reality to a relative extent. In that some of the comedy is about things that actually happened to you in real life, only transplanted onto something completely fantastical. In that, you know, the whole thing, they're just ordinary Americans in this film. It's not, you know, rather than having the German character who comes in, that would have been too much, like you say, for it. It's average American characters who are, you know, they're heightened, obviously, for the purposes of cinema.
Or the real hero.
They're not. They're four geeks.
Yeah,
they're four
basically
absolute geeks. One who's incredibly witty, but, you know.
Well, he serves another purpose in that he's there to not understand everything that the others are talking about when we need to catch up.
Ray, say for a moment that I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's just presume.
He's there to act, though.
It's good exposition.
It is.
Exposition.
And I think, honestly, he's so dumb that he probably wouldn't have actually been a college professor.
You never studied.
But you get the idea, he blagged his way through most of it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Should we hit on Ghostbusters 2 for a second?
Yeah, not as good.
Not as good, but still good.
I saw it in the cinema.
Did you?
Yeah, likewise.
I did. And that's all I have to say about that.
I really enjoyed it. A lot of people think it wasn't as good. It probably wasn't as good. It certainly wasn't groundbreaking. It was just
but it wasn't
bad.
Instead of Sigourney Weaver's in peril, it's the baby. No, I'm not saying it's bad. It's not a bad sequel.
But it's the same formula, which kind of, yeah. But
John Cage from Ally McBeal, who does
John
steal
Cage
the show.
Was brilliant in that film.
Why am I covered in goo?
Yeah, he was brilliant.
I love you.
But when they, in the end, when they spray the goo on the Statue of Liberty and the Statue of Liberty starts walking and everyone is cheering.
That was great, though. Oh.
But it's made of stone. Metal. And it can't walk.
Yeah,
just because you've sprayed goo on it that wants to walk.
It can walk, Rich. It can.
Don't ruin the illusion.
It's ectoplasmic goo. It has otherworldly paranormal properties. Of course it would make the Statue of Liberty walk.
Anything can happen with
it. It made a toaster dance, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
To James Brown, which I would dance to.
It wasn't, it was Jackie Wilson.
Yeah.
Was it?
Your love is lifting me higher.
For some reason I thought it was James Brown. Don't they say it likes James Brown?
Yeah, they do say it likes
James Brown. There we go, see.
Do you feel better?
Yes. Nearly died, but I'm okay.
There's some things, there's elements of this, which are going back to the station, again, as a kid, the kid element of the film worked really well for the fact that...
It was the pole, wasn't it?
It was the pole. It was a child's fantasy, that station. It was so cool. You did, and as soon as you went home, you were just like, can I get a pole put in my house?
We're going to get one in the office, mate, I swear. When we're getting upstairs, we can have a rope ladder up and a pole down. It's going to be a pain in the arse, but it's going to be mint for the first week
until the novelty wears off.
We have to start moving equipment upstairs
and all the cigarette smoke floats up the hall.
Yeah.
Or we have an office party and get very pissed and someone dies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to make a really big pole.
and plan who's going to get really pissed and die.
With, right. Well, if we put a big crash mat at the bottom, we're all good, aren't we?
We are pretty much. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it now.
If we'd had a big crash mat, I would have made someone take a tumble out of the top of the Vector House in HS. That would have been amazing. I'd have done it myself.
We'd all have done it.
You should have said, I could have got you a crash mat.
Yeah, you could have done that.
Really a little stupid gym mat.
Because that would have been a wicked bag.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get one, then we'll go to the Vector House and throw Craig out.
No, because it's too, because the film's finished. Anyway,
if I could throw Craig out the window, I'd take the time to re-edit a little bit.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I've got.
You could just play it in slow motion over the closing credits.
No, I've got something coming up that involves a big fall. I will get the crash mat off you.
And we all have to do it.
I don't. Well, you can all be there, so you can have a go. That would be mint.
Yeah.
Kids. Ghostbusters.
It's all about the poll.
It's all about the poll.
And you heard it here first.
Yep.
You would go for the poll, though, if you could.
I'm not denying that.
You would. It's a valid point.
So,
have you got anything else to say?
We've got.
We haven't really talked about the film
no. This time. We've talked about everything but the film, including the merchandise, and we still haven't really.
It's been a tangential show.
Well, yeah. Craig, you normally go, but Ghostbusters, we're talking about that properly. But you've not been doing that today. You've just
because
been talking
I've been shit. Having, we've been having too much joke about other things, really.
Oh, well.
But Ghostbusters. But
thank
Ghostbusters.
You, Ghostbusters. What do you want? We've done that.
Yeah, you're too late on that one. No, that's for Rich.
We better wrap up before we die in a big ball of poo here.
Yeah. Basically, if you haven't seen it, I'm not sure how you wouldn't have seen it by now, but it's a smashing film. Very funny.
You're probably still living under that rock with the people who tell me that they haven't seen Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, if they're living under the rock with the same people who haven't seen it, how are they listening to the podcast?
The Rock has Wi-Fi.
Oh, fair enough.
It's got ectoplasmic goo. Doesn't never anything could happen.
No TV or DVD player, but high-speed broadband.
You've got to have high-speed broadband nowadays.
It's the way of the future.
It is the way of the future. Right, well, I guess we'll have to sign off then.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sign off.
Bye.
Later.
Cage with broadband.